let's get back to How to Tour Italy on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Anthony Capozzoli.
We are here with my friend Hand at her shop in Rome called Vino Roma, one of the coolest things to do while you're here visiting Rome. If you like wine, or even if you don't know much about wine, this is definitely something to check out. And it's interesting, we're going to talk about decanting here. And Hand is going to give us some
hint.
Tips.
You got my hint. I put this dusty decanter, this dirty, dusty decanter on the table. There's a reason it is dusty. I don't use it. Okay. Actually, you asked it the other time you were here, and I do get asked this question a lot of the times. It's almost like I have this mental list that I keep at what minute, at what wine this question comes up during the tastings. Decanting is a very important issue. There are, let's say, two different schools of thought about this. And, of course, you're free to do as you like, definitely. But you should at least know what you're doing and have your decision knowing the facts. That's what I tell everyone, you know, because a lot of young couples come to me and they have a decanter, they had it on their wedding registry, you know, and it's so nice and was so expensive and everything. It does definitely look cool pouring your wine into the decanter, right? And letting it sit there for a couple of hours and say, oh, it has got to breathe. Yes. Well, it does breathe. What it does is, you know, when you pour your wine into a decanter, you have this huge surface area. And it interacts a lot, very intensively, with oxygen, your wine. So this interaction with oxygen is what ages your wine. It's, let's say, okay, this is not scientific, what I'm going to say, but just to give you an idea, an hour in the decanter is like aging your wine in the bottle in the cellar for a year. So it does really change your wine. The point is, what I tell my guests is like, think about when you go to the movies. Do you want to watch the whole movie, the whole 2 hours of it? Or do you just want the last 5 minutes showdown action part? If you say, okay, I do like a nice car chase and I want to see only that.
Right.
Perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. You should just know what you're doing because, you know, the wine is definitely changing. Every hour, every minute you leave your wine in that decanter, it is changing and you are missing it. Hmm. You're not experiencing it. If you let it sit there for a couple of hours and then pour it into a glass and you drink it, you're just getting the last 5 minutes of the movie, you know.
I see.
You have missed all the other parts of how the characters were introduced and how they got more complex and what the story was. That's the part that we wine lovers enjoy most, you know. Mm-hmm. When I open a bottle of wine, I love to pour it into my glass and see how it changes. Yes, it does change. Definitely, of course. There is no discussion about it. And I like seeing this change because it's like, you know, it's like seeing your kid, giving birth and then it goes up, goes to school, graduates, gets his first job and gets married, has kids. And, you know, it's a story like that. It does tell me a whole story about the wine, about the winemaker, about the land where it comes from. And why miss all of that?
That's a great analogy. I mean, so the key is, you know, drink the wine as it is from the bottle and kind of enjoy the entire experience of the wine from beginning to end, as opposed to, as you say so eloquently, the 5 minutes of the Arnold Schwarzenegger film of the big car chase, or Bruce Willis, probably. I don't know, one of those two guys.
Bruce Willis, yes.
Definitely. Well, that is wonderful, and I am so grateful for allowing us to come in and record this wonderful radio segment, and I think that anyone coming to Rome, it would be a tragedy if you didn't come and enjoy an afternoon at Vino Roma and just dive in with Hand and experience wine at its finest, in my opinion. So if you're coming in for the day, if you're here for the week, or you're coming in on a cruise ship, be sure to look up Vino Roma at vinoroma.com. And with that, I want to say thank you, everyone, for listening to my favorite segment so far on the radio show. This is Anthony Capozzoli with the How to Tour Italy Project. Ciao, Hand. Thank you very, very much. Grazie. Ciao.
You're so welcome. Ciao.
Ciao.